for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Good Charlotte in here tonight. Benji and Joel both here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Representing.
Wow.
CD's called The Young and the Hopeless, and the guys are going to be at the Long Beach Arena this Friday after Thanksgiving. Looking forward to Thanksgiving. Are you guys looking forward to that?
No. We're not going to be at home, but yeah, no. Sure. Day off.
What are you going to do?
Thanksgiving was always a confusing holiday for me.
Why?
I mean, I'm thankful for so many things, but the reasoning behind Thanksgiving was being thankful for something, like...
something.
Like pilgrims or something, you know?
Here's the thing.
It always makes me think about how thankful I am, but like, you know...
Let me explain something.
Go ahead.
If you start scratching, like if you start thinking what's in a corn dog while you're eating it, it'll ruin it.
Right.
You got to just enjoy the corn dog.
There you go.
And holidays are that way too, because you start thinking about indigenous people that we've raped and their women and their land, it ruins everything.
Right. That's what I was thinking of. I was like, didn't we like kill a lot of?
Maybe we did. Maybe they had it coming. I don't know. I'm no scholar. I'm not a historian. All I say is pass the gravy boat, and Detroit's on the tube. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. So, okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving.
That's how you
I got a lot to be thankful for, so I'm very thankful. So.
I'm like a Thanksgiving snob now, and I don't like it when people try to outsmart themselves with the pheasant and even the ham and that kind of stuff. I like the turkey. I like the traditional stuff, and once in a while, somebody will try to get a little slick on you and try to get a little gauche with the holiday fixings, and it always screws it up for me, but I don't know how to relate that in advance to them.
I'm like, doing a vegan, actually, Thanksgiving.
Really?
Our friend John here in L.A. invited us over to his house, and he's vegan. So we're all – because we're in L.A., we don't have any family here. So he's
you're gay.
Your family's all in
true.
Family's all in Maryland?
Our family's all in Maryland and in the D.C. area, so we're out here in L.A. on our day off.
Friends, so.
What do you do with the vegan Thanksgiving?
Tofurkey. Actually, dude,
effing tofurkey.
The vegan like meat is so good.
Yeah,
I don't know
really?
If you've ever had it, but,
no,
it is really good.
You're gay.
Let them finish before you try.
It's like I really don't, it's made of like soy products and stuff, and it's awesome.
But here's the thing:
high estrogen content in your blood now.
Can you get?
Like I said,
it's the texture part, like the turkey. It's the tearing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the gnawing of the flesh.
I eat turkey.
You know what I mean?
I eat turkey, but you know what? I'm in L.A.
Yeah.
When in Rome, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all you people out here in L.A. with your smart food and your fancy things.
No. Not Adam and I.
But let's see.
We're the most simple possible, would you say?
I could do the pumpkin pie. That's not going to be affected by the vegan thing, although it does have eggs and cream and milk.
Whipped
and
cream.
My mom makes the best pumpkin pie, I'm sure they have vegan pumpkin pie.
Ugh.
I'm having my mom overnight me a pumpkin pie.
They should just go ahead and eat one of their Birkenstocks.
It's so much hassle.
You too. On one of their Birkenstocks and eat that. That'll
I defend it, man. I think it's awesome.
But what would you do if you were in nature?
I would eat berries.
You would be able to survive the hassle. The hassle would kill you.
Chew on bark and eat berries.
Well,
I would.
But see,
you wouldn't survive.
I mean, I'm not like a manly man. I couldn't kill an animal.
But let me say this, and I couldn't either, but I sure as hell can eat them. But what's, is big a jump? I don't think a lot of people know this. Probably as big a jump from vegan to vegetarian as there is between vegetarian and just sort of
for sure. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because you don't think about it. You go, oh, vegan, all right, so you don't wear a leather jacket while you're eating. But it's like, no. You don't get the cream, you don't get the butters, you don't get the eggs,
nothing.
Crust and all that stuff and all the gravy and all the stuff. Like, sweet potatoes, you can't put the butter with the sweet potatoes.
I can't believe it's not butter on there.
You could... Yeah, you just basically here's what you guys are gonna be doing. You're gonna be eating
berries,
gnawing
on our fists.
You'll be eating jicama while someone sprinkles Mrs. Butterworth in your mouth. That's miserable. That's gonna be a miserable night.
Well, It's going to be my horrible. First time doing it. So
yeah, see, at first I was like, well, they'll eat the pie, and they'll eat the sweet potatoes, and they'll eat the mashed potatoes,
but
and
no
that's
butter
gonna
on
be good.
No butter, no eggs. No. It's going to be interesting. I'm a poser, though, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I do my best to try to, you know, but on the road, it's really hard.
Good.
So.
All right, that's fine.
Well, I'm not at all. I just eat meat.
Good. All right, look, that's fine. And
posers. Like,
No, I'm like moderation. Like, you don't have to drive an electric car, but maybe you shouldn't drive a big SUV.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just if everybody, let's look at it this way. Here's how you can sleep at night. You just go, if everyone did what I do, would we be in better shape or worse shape? Yeah.
If everyone the way Adam thought he should be, let's put it that way.
Right.
Yeah, that's not the way he is, the way he ought
it's
to
like,
be.
It's like,
how dare you, Drew?
It's pitching in a little bit. It's like picking up a piece of trash off
that's
the
That's right, just
ground.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
But not spending your whole day out there with a poker picking up the trash.
Right, and unless you're forced to by the
government.
The U.S. government. Yeah.
Right. You got that, those hours, Drew, you got all those hours for that coke rap?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you had to do, right? Yeah. Carrie?
Hi.
Carrie.
Hi.
Carrie.
Nope, we can barely hear you. Can you?
Hi.
There we are.
What's up?
I want to say hi to Benji and Joel.
Hey.
Hello.
And Drew and Adam.
Hi.
And I have a question about my sex life.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, and you have a sex life.
Unfortunately, I guess.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
What's up? Yeah. When I was 16, I didn't even seen the girl's boobs yet.
Really?
Now I found we did Stryker show before just to sort of kibble for a bit. And we found out Joel spent long hours looking on the big top websites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He surfs the web for boobies.
That's a man.
Surfing the web.
He's a carnivore who likes the big jug.
Hanging 10 on the internet for boobies.
I wonder how many guys who like the big jugs are vegan. A very small percentage.
All right. Carry sex life.
Small percentage.
Carry your sex life.
Well, I'm a double D, so you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Suddenly, everyone's paying more attention.
What? Right. So,
Bunksy, Bunksy.
How big is the rest of you?
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh!
He's got a shower here.
Are you a big guy? What'd you get spat
Joel
on?
Just sprayed.
Joel.
I went to take a drink and they put that effect on. All right, let's get serious.
All right, go ahead.
She has a question.
Let's honk her down. Honk her down. Go ahead.
Sorry, Drew.
Okay, well, my boyfriend and me, we've been, like, sexually active for probably about 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't, like, get me to, like, orgasm. Like, we try, like, a lot of things.
Is he 16?
Yeah.
16, yeah. Is he 16?
No, he's almost 18, and I'm almost 17.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And does he give you oral sex?
No, not yet. We haven't, like, done that yet, so.
Oh, really? That's going to be your fastest, most efficient road to orgasm.
That's going to be the only possible road.
Okay.
It's not going to happen with intercourse. It is not, and it's probably not going to happen with just about anything he does.
Well, let's put it
but
this
if
way.
If it's going to happen,
no, no, no,
if
wait,
it's
going
like, to never from intercourse,
no, not
just
a curse.
Which is that age?
At 16, it's a little rough. Biology isn't active.
It would have happened if it was going to happen
with
through
intercourse
by now.
Yes,
and I would say at 16, I'm not going to tell you that you shouldn't be having sex, but at the same time, I don't think you're going to have the most amazing sex life because you're just sort of – you should just take your time. And if you want to be having sex right now, then don't like, try to become, like, a porn star in, you know, overnight. Like, just take your time and make sure everything feels right and comfortable.
Most women under 20 have difficulty orgasming at all. And the vast majority will not with intercourse. And the significant majority will not ever with intercourse. So you got to figure out other ways of having an orgasm. It's not going to be
through oral sex.
Yeah, try other things. I mean, you don't always have to have sex.
All right, double D. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Holy macaroni! How much you weigh?
I weigh probably about 150, but I'm not fat.
No, that's just that's a lot of woman there. Wow. All right, baby doll.
And my boyfriend's short.
No, boy.
Well, thanks for telling us that. Now I've got a visual.
And yeah. Can I apologize to you, Adam?
Sure.
Because
maybe.
I talked to you once before, and we didn't get off on the right foot, you know?
No, whatever. Maybe.
What happened last time?
You should have brought the double D thing up earlier.
I called in last time with a problem, like, about an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah?
And I, like, kind of cussed or something.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and Adam wanted to go to break, and he hated me, so.
All right. Well,
can I ask you one thing?
Oh, wait, let me get her back for you. Go ahead.
Can I ask you one thing?
Yeah, who is this?
Benji.
Oh, hey, Benji.
Hey.
What
do you want? Oh, cool.
Warped Tour 2002.
All right. Awesome. I remember.
No, you don't. I don't remember, hardly.
Okay.
Yeah, you might remember. She doesn't.
You're Benji, 16
so.
And you're
How dare you?
You're 16 and you're having sex. Just be careful.
Don't get pregnat.
Yeah, come be on. Careful. Take care of yourself, girl.
What do you?
All right.
What do you?
Whoa.
What'd she say?
I think if it happens,
that already happened.
Or maybe it already happened.
No, I'm not going to talk to her.
Really?
Yeah, one more.
I think you
one
should.
One more pass. Carrie. Carrie, what are you doing for birth control?
Right now I'm on birth control pills.
All right.
Because I had a miscarriage. That was my call last time.
Ooh. Okay. Now, you stay on them birth control pills.
Yeah, be careful.
I am. Thanks, Benji and Joel. And Adam,
yeah, be careful.
Andrew.
You're young.
Thanks.
I love
you. We love you, too.
I got to say, if I have a daughter, I hope she's not having sex when she's 16.
Yeah.
I just didn't know who I was at 16, and I would have, you know, like, I mean, just thinking about how young you are at 16, you think you're really old.
If I
was this stud at 16, I would have definitely got some chicks pregnant. Well, yeah, I was such a dork that I just
But not only that, the I've never met a woman
and
that didn't.
And you're a stud now? No, I'm just...
It's a bigger deal for a woman than a guy. For a guy, if he's having sex 16 or 17, it's like he can't get going fast enough. But a girl, I've never met one that didn't wish they had waited longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Whatever. We knew what you meant by your inflection.
Most girls I talk to about sex, no matter when they started, they wish they would have waited longer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And here's the thing. But, you know, it just struck me that this guy, they've been going at it for 3 months, and the guy hasn't given her oral. And I thought, it's a nice tactic for a guy to push off the oral as far as
possible.
Too intimate. Yeah, once Pandora's box is open, so to speak, then it's game on. Once you give her that first orgasm via oral.
I didn't realize you hated the oral so much. It's really, you really have
not
great
disdain. Not a fan of it. Not a fan.
No, I mean, it really must be hard work, difficult to put that time in.
Well, listen, let me say this. I don't enjoy almost anything I do in life. Doesn't mean I'm
that
not
requires
good at
an exertion.
It
requires work.
Yeah, I don't like things. Yeah. I don't think like things that involve movement.
A couple ATP get split, and you're just
What's an ATP?
Where you get energy from?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Went to high school. I didn't go to college. My ATP.
With you on that one.
What the hell's an ATP? Is it short for something?
No, it's these things.
Is it initials for something?
It's phosphate bonds that create energy.
Phosphate and bonds. Kiss my ass. All right, where are we going here?
Talk to Brooke.
Now, let me say this. They adjusted the thermostat so we couldn't lower it. It seems hot in here.
Really hot.
But hotter than
it's being one degree.
You know what? It was like this last night, but look how we're dressed. We have sweatshirts on.
I got
stuff
a t-shirt
tonight.
On. I feel pretty great.
Great. Wow. Brooke?
It's freezing over here, Adam.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Brooke?
Hello?
You're 21. What's up?
Hey, my friend Chambers and I are having this argument about circumcision, and we were wondering if circumcision is as common in Europe as it is in America.
No.
You'll see.
Not even nearly.
Not nearly.
That's what I thought, but he said, you know, he didn't believe that.
Yeah, it's some sort of cultural trend here in this country, and we are the only industrialized nation that tends to do it rather routinely. There are some health benefits to it. It's not as though it's completely unfounded, but they are nominal.
And why is your friend European?
No, he's American.
Where do you get that name, Chambers?
It's a family name. That's what he says when you ask him.
Wow. You got to drop that.
It was my granddaddy's name.
Yeah, that's a horrible first name. That's his first name?
Yeah, his first name.
See, it's confusing when you have the first name that sounds like a last name because a lot of stuff is last name first, especially if you have a last name that could be a first name.
Right.
Maybe they like Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
Chambers Clyde.
All right, Brooke.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, good times though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, good times.
All right. We need a
take
good
a big
call.
Switch.
Is take a Germany
yeah,
yeah.
More good.
Florida?
Germany or Florida.
All right, we're going to do a little something called Germany or Florida. Which is...
I heard this game.
Good. You know, all the bizarre, all the evil, it all emanates from either Germany or Florida.
Right.
They call in. They tell us the story. We tell them...
I was listening
Germany
a couple weeks ago, and I heard it.
Alyssa?
Yep.
Here's the theme.
Germany or Florida!
I liked Adam's much better.
Okay, that now what that is that's Pink singing Germany or Florida, and that's Drew tinkling on the 88s, literally tinkling, taking a leak on the piano.
I'm frapping on it. I realized
that's number two. I didn't know that. And Drew, where were you? At another studio?
I was in Syracuse.
You were playing around with the piano.
Yeah, and they had this piano in the radio
studio.
And
you didn't know the mic was on.
And it was during commercial.
That's right. Around, so. All right. Go ahead, Alyssa.
Okay, I have two Germany or Floridas.
All right.
The first one, police arrested a man who allegedly poured bleach on a sleeping couple after breaking into their home. Joseph Menzel was charged with burglary of an occupied home and two counts of battery for the attack on the husband and wife. He pried open a rear window of the home and emptied a bottle of bleach on the sleeping couple. Both suffered burns, but no permanent damage. Menzel was arrested after his fingerprints were found on the window, and the husband admitted to having an affair with Menzel's wife.
Ah, there you go. Mm. Well, first of all, he's got a German name. Yeah, he shouldn't give us the name.
Got a German name.
Menzel.
Yeah. And
I thought she said Mendel.
It sounded like Mendel, but if he was out here, that would make him a Jew.
It's Menzel,
no,
I know.
No Jew ever committed a violent crime. So I think we're going Germany on this one. Germany?
I say Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Also
sounds
Florida.
Like a redneck crime. Germany, bleach is popular weapon.
I'd say, so we're all Germany, but Joel's Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
go ahead.
Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I left out the husband and wife's names because their last name was Austin. So I figured
that's
would
good.
Be a giveaway.
So she was...
She tricked us by giving us the German name. Told you guys.
Well done. Well
interesting.
Done.
Interesting.
What's the second one?
Didn't know we were playing poker here.
Go ahead.
Okay, the second one. Two robbers left a taxi driver glued to his steering wheel before
we heard this one.
Off.
Oh, we got
we
this
heard
one.
This one. Yeah, we
sorry.
Heard this one.
All right.
All right.
Good job. Good job.
0-1 tonight, Drew. Well, except for Joel over there.
Yeah. Laughing time is over.
Allie?
Oh, hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah, you're 13. What's up?
Oh, yeah, I'm 13, so I don't I don't have a sex life, so this question's for Benji and Joel.
What's great. Up?
All right. Glad to hear that, by the way.
Yes.
Relief.
Well, I know you guys just released the Hold On video, and this is kind of based on that, but how does it affect all five of you to know that each day someone could be making a life-changing decision? Like, based on your lyrics, or that someone looks to your music for motivation? Because, I mean, like, I do, so.
That's cool. Thanks.
That, or?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually.
Sorry, I'm falling asleep on the phone. It's like...
It's okay. I think for us, it's just like... We came to a lot of points in our life where music was really what got us through certain situations or
right.
A lot of times when you're younger, that's what you look to, you know, your favorite band or whatever. And it is kind of pressure sometimes, but we feel like if... We don't walk around every day thinking that we're saving anyone. We just make the music we make, and at the time, like at the time we recorded Hold On, we really had a purpose with the song, and then you just put it out there, and hopefully, you know, you guys connect with it, and you like it, but we're already writing new songs and stuff, and hopefully that will do the same thing, but, you know, I mean, of course we want to inspire people and help people.
You definitely don't walk around every day like you're, you know, doing charity work, but at the same time, in the back of your mind, you want kids to have a good, you want to give kids hope, and you want to like,
so when we meet kids and stuff, we try to, you know, just, I mean, that's when it hits you is when they tell you, but you know, it's cool, you know, it's like,
it's definitely the most, out of all of this, that's the most rewarding thing.
Right.
Because I remember telling people that I looked up to how much their music meant to me. And when I had a connection with them, it was, I'll never forget. I still remember, you know, meeting a lot of people, like a couple people that really helped me. And so when kids come up and they tell us that, it's definitely the most rewarding thing. So
Drew, do you remember when you talked to Guy Lombardo about how he inspired you in the 40s?
It was Tommy Dorsey.
Oh, Tommy Dorsey.
Yeah.
Wasn't Les Brown?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Him too.
Okay.
Well,
hey, Allie.
Yeah?
Go to bed.
No, wait, I have one more thing to say.
What?
That's the one reason why Good Charlotte is, my favorite band, because your music goes so into depth, you know, and it's the one thing I turn to that, you know, if ever...
Are you doing okay, Allie?
What?
Is everything okay in your life?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's just one of those things where... You have a perfect family. You need to get the straight A's and hit everything the right way, you know?
It's a lot of pressure. You know, a lot of kids go through that, so you shouldn't feel like, you know, alone in that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and don't start throwing up your food.
No, I'm not like that.
All right.
Hey, but that was a really intelligent question. I'm really impressed with you for 13 years old.
13.
It sounded like you were 18.
Yeah. You know what that means. Yeah.
It was nice to meet you, Ali. Yeah, thank you very much.
Let me ask you guys this, apropos of nothing, but I was getting out of my car tonight, and I did that thing where I pulled the key out, and the window was halfway, and I immediately hit the thing, and I had to put the keys back in and turn the thing. Have we not figured out the technology where the key can be out and the window can be rolled up? Does it have to be in and turned every goddamn time
and
the window
there's no
is going to move up?
Universal convention on it. Different cars, different things.
That is
you know,
right.
Your car probably has something where you can shut the door and get out and turn the key in the door. So that it goes up automatically?
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. Here's what I want.
I just want to know what I need to do.
20 years ago, there was a car, Mitsubishi Starion. It was like 15 years old. Had a thing. I was reading about it. It said, once you pull the key out, you have 30 seconds to do it. Because I guess the deal is they don't want to leave it in that mode perpetually because, I don't know,
the battery or
whatever it is. Yeah. I heard that and I thought, yeah. That's smart, and that's how every car should now be. There's nothing worse than that thing where you're sticking the key. You have to stick the key back in and turn it to get the window up.
You know
up.
What I wonder about?
What do you wonder about?
People who put so much thought into, like, trivial little things.
Don't wonder. Your head will explode. Certainly yes. Don't wonder in front of Adam.
No,
it'll motivate him to do more more.
I just want to streamline things a little bit.
You should get a car with the roll. Manual
crank. He had that for years.
Get an old car.
No, I had ones with vice grips on
it. Classic.
Forget about the crank. I don't think they make a car with cranks anymore. That's
a
trivia.
Right?
Well, there's a trivia question. Do you think
absolutely.
There's a car in 2004?
Yes. Probably little Datsun trucks.
Toyotas.
Or something. Yeah, Toyota trucks.
Little Toyotas.
Toyota what?
Bottom of the line ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
With cranks? What do you mean cranks?
Window cranks.
Oh.
I don't know.
There's got to be.
I don't know. I don't think so. We'll get on that internet.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think the cheapest?
Gotta be, yes.
Cheapest Toyotas, like the Prius something
like
that?
No. The Civic, probably? No.
That's a Honda.
That's a Honda. A Honda.
I will bet that if we look up the cheapest Toyota, cheapest Nissan,
what about a Daewoo? What about a Daewoo?
That's Saturn.
Saturn.
That's a car they actually pay you to take. It's
no,
that
but those
cheap.
Have electric windows.
Now, they're all going to have electric windows. I don't think anything has a crank.
Power locks and power.
I think, ironically, there's a handful of cars that are 450 grand that are super lightweight, like Ferraris, that have a crank type thing.
Backup or something.
Just for weight. Yeah. No, it's a weight situation.
Oh, really?
I don't think you can find you. We'll get
you know
on
what?
The
I bet you a little pickup truck.
All right. I bet they don't. Drew?
I'm with you.
Settle this during the break?
All right.
You guys want to put 10 bucks
Drew
on
wanted
it?
To take a leak.
I know,
now he's going to
go
to the Toyota website. Right. I bet you 10 bucks.
All right.
Ooh, the pickup trucks. That's crafty, my friend, the pickup truck.
That's right.
Drew's on there. Good Charlotte here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Joel and Benji here tonight from Good Charlotte. Blink 182 in here tomorrow night. CD, the
good new album.
And the Hopeless. It is?
Blink's new album.
It's good?
Good,
yeah. It's much different than their other albums, but it's...
Oh, really?
It's a step up, I think.
Nice.
We just played Bakersfield.
Well, I think that was Mark. We'll hear something theoretically off the new album tomorrow night. And let's see. Drew, what are you doing?
Trying to get Lauren's attention, but you take
cool?
line three.
All right. Chris, hang up the phone. And engineer Chris, yapping. I don't know who. Who are you talking to?
Engineer.
To get the air conditioning fixed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. No, you weren't. You were talking to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, he told you how to do it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Chris gets the job done.
He does. He just gets it done during the goddamn show.
No, he was busy with the window cranks during the commercial.
No, you were busy with the window cranks. All right, we're looking during the commercial if we could find a car that is made today that still has window cranks. And I'm not talking about weird knockoff electrical cars made by, you know, Hungarian farms. I'm talking about
a legit car.
A legitimate, cheap Toyota, Nissan, Ford, whatever.
If anyone knows, call in.
Yeah. Although, we have really dumb listeners on this show, or at least callers. All right, so, let's take a call. We'll hear a song from Good Charlotte. It's all good, as they say. Drew, Kim?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Kim?
Well,
did you mention Kim's calling from Long Beach? Did you mention that they're going to be at
going to be at Long Beach on Friday? Good Charlotte is November
right near your house.
Yeah,
where at Long Beach?
Long Beach Arena.
It's also where Snoop's from.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So what's up?
Well, my question is, hey, by the way, Benji and Joel, I really like your band a lot.
Thanks.
A lot.
one of my favorite bands.
Oh, thank you very much.
But my question is, me and my boyfriend have been, like, messing around lately, like, fooling around a little bit. We haven't really gotten too far, but we kind of, like...
Just, like, making out and stuff?
Well, no, like, well, yeah, that kind of started, but then, like, we kind of attempted to have sex once or a couple times, but, like, we didn't go as far because it would, like, start hurting and I'd get scared and I would stop. But, like, the last, like, time that we fooled around, like, I've been late on my period, like, 5 days, and I was wondering if it's possible I could, like, get pregnant. But I might still be a virgin.
Did he put his penis inside you?
Not, like all the way, because it, like, started hurting, but I didn't, like,
yeah,
I stopped him.
That it's unlikely to get pregnant that way, but it is possible.
Well, but here's the design of the penis. The warhead...
Is on the tip.
Yeah. That's where the action is. So if only that part gets you, it's like saying, well, I got stuck with a syringe. Well, did the whole syringe go in? No, just the pointy part at the end that delivered the lethal injection. You know, it's like, that's the lethal injection. That's the business part of the syringe. The balls, that's just the plunger.
I would say if you ever let him even go near there again, tell him to put a condom on. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, we did like a couple times. Well, most of the time, but like once.
It's always that one time.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
In all probability, you're just anxious and late for whatever reason. You're anxious and not eating right or overexercise, whatever. There's lots of reasons you'd be late for your period. But if it goes, how long ago did this happen?
Like, did we do this the last time?
Yes.
Was like 2 weeks ago, about?
Right, so go ahead and get a pregnancy test just to be sure. That can put your mind at ease anyway. Mm-hmm.
Kim.
And if it's positive?
Okay. You sound very confused by life.
Kind of.
What is that?
Perplexed.
What is that? There's some people that sort of have life figured out early, and then other people are very confused and perplexed by it.
Kim is one of those.
Kim, you're one of those big saucer-eyed people that can't figure out how anything works and doesn't care, ironically.
Cares, but doesn't seem to be able to get it under
command. So what's up? You all right?
Yeah, well, my whole thing with sex and stuff was, like, I wanted to wait until I got married. And I don't feel like I've gone that far because I know, like,
why would you have sex if you want to wait? I mean, does he want to more than you or what? Or do you really want to try it?
Yeah, it's more like I want to try it kind of thing.
Kim, when the penis passes the plane of the vagina, you are no longer a virgin and you can get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you bled or not or had pain or not has nothing to do with it.
Everyone's different.
The penis goes in the vagina, you're not a virgin, and you can get pregnant.
I would say
it doesn't have anything to do with something ripping and bleeding.
Kim?
No.
Instead of trying to convince yourself you haven't had sex, deal with the fact that you are having sex and make the appropriate preparations.
Okay.
You're doing it, come to terms with that, and there you go.
All right.
All right,
Kim. We'll see you in junior college.
All right, thanks.
All right, good times, everybody.
Okay, good boy.
All right. That's junior college material. That's just what they're looking for. And that junior college, like the Roach Motel, kids go in, they never
sad
get
though,
out.
You know, she's just terrified, and she just.
I always find it sad when people are sort of seem like a dreidel just spinning through life, just blindless,
what's
and aimlessly. It's a Jew top. It's a top that Jews spin around to figure out stuff.
Fancy word for a top.
Yeah, Drew, what do they do with the Jews with the trail? Figure out when they're going to eat again or something? It's something about eating.
You know, what's sad is that Joel here is part of Hebrew descent, and he does not know what a dreidel is.
No dreidel, huh, Joel? Uh-uh. Yeah. There's a whole song about it, you know?
Joel, I've got a picture of you in a yarmulke.
How did you guys grow up side by side?
And I know what a dreidel is, and he doesn't.
We're Irish, though.
Because he is one of those dreidels spinning through life.
I'm not Jewish either, but I was hip to the dreidel early on because I swung with some Jews when I was a young kid, and I remember the song.
Dreidel.
Yeah, and you spin it around, and it lands on something, and then you get money.
Oh, yeah, that's the song from South Park.
Yeah, I think if it lands on one thing, you get money. If it lands on another thing, you get some free legal advice. If it's very stereotypical.
Did you ever play Spin the Dreidel? Well, I'm. I did.
All right. So anyway, some people just sort of go through life like they're just get caught up in the current of life and are just being dragged down life's river and don't really seem to know where it's going or what it's about. And Kim definitely seemed like one of those people to
but
me.
But now this in is Jessica, who is not one of those people. It's got something to enlighten us.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. Knows a 2004 car that has manual crank windows.
All right.
All right. But be prepared for disappointment because she's going to say my mom has a 69 Malibu that... All Jessica? Right. What? Jessica.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
You have a vehicle? What is it? And who was on the other line saying, don't forget to say it?
Yeah, we're preparing to hang up.
No, because Tara, the chick who works there, she's really, really cool.
Oh, that was Tara. Yeah, okay, that's right. Yeah.
No, not Tara. Tara. Oh, was it Tara?
Tara.
She told me not to say it wrong.
It's a T.
Tara, don't call me Tara.
God damn it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so my friend has a car, new truck. It's a Ford Ranger, and it has...
I called the Ford Ranger.
But all of the cars, it's not that hard to find a car. I don't know what kind of car you guys are driving, but, like, most cars, like, have a...
Oh, with the S words. Yeah, and most cars don't have cranks now, you little twat. I'm sorry. You don't call up and drop the S word. You don't use that kind of language on my show.
That's right.
You call the T word if you use the S word.
I'm not so sure you can't say the T word.
It's not one of the seven.
It isn't. All right.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you can? Good. Twat. Here's the thing.
Remember, you can also say shat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, kids.
Those
pussies.
The truck thing is kind of a wild card.
Yeah, but I was thinking truck all the way too.
I was too. A utility truck.
But to be fair to me, I said, is there a car made today that doesn't have the crank?
Yeah.
And the truck's not a car, but it's a vehicle. It's still a good. I should have said vehicle. No, yeah. I shouldn't have said vehicle.
Should have said a passenger.
All right.
Vehicle.
Here's what I'm curious. Can we find a car? Can we find a 13?
Passenger vehicle.
Yes.
Can we find a $13,000 Ford Acclaim or Festiva?
Yes, I know.
Or something.
A Festiva. I guarantee that.
They don't make Festivas anymore, dude.
Okay, then that was like a horrible mistake, that car.
The Ford Focus.
That's totally...
No, Ford Focuses are a little middle range now.
All right.
Where you can race them.
We got to hear...
You ever met a guy that drives a Focus?
We got to hear
some.
We got
to hear some. Yeah. We should. Yeah. One brother knows dreidels. The other knows Festiva production. Between the two, you got everything covered. Well,
yeah, they traveled the world. Yeah.
Well, here
quite an anomaly.
We'll hear a little something from Good Charlotte off the CD, The Young and the Hopeless, and this song is called.
Dropped it again, Adam. You put her back on the air.
I did.
Yeah.
All right. This song is called "Hold On." Yes, indeed, indeed.
It's catchy, man.
Good Charlotte, everybody. In the hizzy, Estro.
In the hizzy for Chizzy. For Schnizzle.
Blink 182 tomorrow night.
That's right.
We'll be back. We got some questions for the band. We got, here's a lovely one. Folks died. Things now are going bad with the girlfriend. No sex, fighting. I'll do an upbeat call with Mike, whose parents are deceased, after this. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is calling the hospital now. He just got Paige. Benji and Joel are both here from Good Charlotte.
I'll fill in for Dr. Drew. I have his book right here.
Yeah, why don't you flip that book open? Tell me
Reconstructive and plastic surgery of the external genitalia. Mm-hmm. A whole book on that? Yes.
Yeah, but why don't you got no play, player?
Just flip through that book. Tell me what you think of some of those pictures, by the way.
There you go. Chapter 71. The Buried Penis.
That's the name of my book for a while. Look, just flip
you
through
want
there.
Some little
flip through there and just find some pictures.
Operative techniques.
That's all I'm saying. Find some of those pictures.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Now you're getting.
Oh
yeah.
Let me get him some good ones.
Have fun.
The hell is that, man?
Have fun beating off tonight, fellas.
Well, I'll show you where they actually make the penis out of a forearm.
Oh, this is where it gets. Goes from bizarre to the macabre.
Yeah, through the macabre.
They're actually build a forearm.
Have you read that book? The whole thing.
They build a. Let me tell you something. This is really...
Oh, treatment of penile testicular amputation.
Daddy, what
no,
is that?
No, yeah, you could always claim that, Adam.
I don't want to see that.
No.
I'd rather just look at shark
how
attack
about a
victims. Yeah, how about a call, yeah. Drew? Mike?
Yeah?
Your folks died.
Yes, they did.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, how long ago did they die?
They died in August. My mom died on the 1st, and my dad died on the 31st.
Oh, man, that
wow.
sucks.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, both of my parents were 59, and my dad had a really bad condition of arthritis called ankylosing spondylitis, and it tore him apart, and basically he ended up getting sick. He had a hernia, and went into surgery.
All right. And your mom? How'd she die? All right. How'd your mom die?
She got in a rollover car accident, and she was in the middle of recovery. And my dad and her were both in a nursing home together, and the nurses were cleaning her back, and they weren't paying attention, and her trach got plugged.
Why was she trached?
Yeah.
Got a rollover car accident.
With a C-spine fracture or something?
She broke, just a quick rundown. She broke her neck in four places, all but two of her ribs.
Wow.
Her right leg.
Yeah, head injury, too?
I don't appear to be insensitive, but did her car have cranks for windows? Or we're trying to settle a bet. I know it's a tough time, Mike, but there's $10. I just hope you took that in the spirit in which it was intended.
Yeah, I did. I did.
So that's a horrible thing.
Sorry about that.
That happened in August, and now you're arguing with your girlfriend.
Well, things have fallen apart. We used to live with my parents, and at 24, it's kind of, I probably shouldn't be doing that. But they were in really bad. My dad was in really bad shape, and my mom wasn't able to take care of her. My dad.
So that's good of you. So that was good.
Okay. Well, we were living there, but the good part was that we had an awesome bond. Everybody got along. It was awesome. But now that my parents are gone, we don't. I mean, there's no intimacy anymore. It's everything's gone, and I know I've been depressed, and I know that she's been depressed because we've been together for 6 years, and we got married, like that. But it's just.
So you're married.
She's your wife.
So
she's not your girlfriend.
Right, she's my wife. Yeah.
Well, dude, I think it's only been since August, man. Like this is like a traumatic.
You guys
thing.
Should go see some people or something. Go see a counselor.
Yeah,
you
can't expect to recover from something like this overnight. You know, it's gonna do something to your relationship.
Well, it's just everything. I mean, it's like falling apart, and I haven't seen it.
Hang on a second. Hold on a second.
What?
What is wrong with this call?
I don't know. It's boring. That's one thing that's wrong with it.
But you gave him some advice, and he keeps going, everything's falling apart. What am I going to do? And you told him what to do.
Yeah, I know, but Well, then we're cutting him some slack because he's had been through some devastation that's fairly recent.
But I'm wondering, is he not hearing us? Is he too stressed?
I think this may be part of the problem with his relationship. Hey, Mike.
You
probably need to get some therapy, maybe separate, maybe couples, and stop just sort of looking at your life like you're just standing back and looking at a picture that's being some kid's holding a match under and is catching on fire. It's your life. Yeah, I know you're sort of removed from it, and you're going, but it's falling apart. It's falling apart. It's, what do you mean it? It's you. Step in.
Yeah.
Step into it. And get some therapy.
Get some treatment.
Your parents leave you some money, some stuff?
Not really. No.
You don't. You don't have any. No houses. No cars. No anything to sell.
No. Everything got eaten by the medical bills and the car.
Do you work? Yeah. Do you work?
Yeah, I work. Yeah, we're not like financial and stuff. Everything's cool.
Well then, good. Use some of that money. Here's the whole thing about making a little money. By the way, you can buy yourself out of a little trouble. And everyone thinks, well, that means you can get an attorney if you get a DUI or you rape some kid. But well, that too. Yeah. But also, you can get a little therapy. You and your wife can take a little intimate vacation. There's all kinds of stuff you throw a little money at.
I feel bad for that guy, though.
It's interesting that the wife needed to be the caretaker of his parents in order to feel close to him. That's a very strange combo.
Something's up.
Yeah.
We can't really get to it because of he's newly devastated.
Go see a doctor, man.
But little therapy certainly couldn't hurt. Uh-oh, someone knows another car that has cranks. Jason?
Yeah?
What car?
My friend just has a new 2003 Dodge Neon SRT4.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
The front windows are power, and the back seat windows are crank.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Does that count?
Extra weird.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Hold on a second. That's that new hot rod Dodge.
Yeah,
right?
The new fast.
Now you know that's
the
a white
with the 16 turbo.
Dude,
probably.
Remembered. That's how I knew, because my mom had a Neon. And it wasn't that old. It wasn't that long ago.
I was recently at the SEMA Auto Show in Las Vegas, and I saw the SRT4.
But maybe that's a weight issue.
And I saw that.
Yeah.
Actually.
All right. I'm
Dodge Neons, I think they suck.
Oh, please.
This one's a newly adapted.
Let me tell you something. When dignitaries from other countries come to this country to tour our nation's capital, they travel in a Neon.
Of course.
Of course. It's got a limo tint on.
Are you saying that was a really dumb statement?
Jason, what was your other question?
I just wanted to, Adam, you're familiar with the Supra, right, that car?
Yes.
Mark IV. I and the rest of the Supra owners, we had a good laugh a couple of days ago when the guy with that 9-second eclipse called in with his 300 shots of NOS.
Yes.
Yeah, we thought that was funny in the way you handled him.
You're an import car guy?
We respect you for what you know.
Thank you. I used to have a Supra, so.
Really?
I'm hip to the scene, yeah.
All right.
Fast and furious, baby.
I'm hip to the Supra scene. My Supra was the car that...
Celica is better than a Supra.
...was destroyed, by the way.
Hey, what? Man.
After I announced
you still there?
Destroyed.
I'm on hold.
I was going to taunt him.
You're going to straighten him out with the Celicas versus the Supras?
I don't know either.
You're going to taunt him?
Yeah, I was just going to go, Celica's better than
Supra.
I like
when guys get... Yeah, I like
because it was kind of like...
the Chevy thing.
I like it during the truck pulls and stuff when a Mopar man and a Chevy man get into a fist fight up in the stands.
I should tell him I have like a GTO or something that I'm...
How'd you ruin your Supra?
I ruined my Supra, which is... I decided to fix the air conditioning in my Supra. Yeah, I got a new compressor, a new receiver dryer, a new everything. And when you do it, you have to, whenever you open the air conditioning system, you have to flush it out. And anyway, the point is it took me about a year and about $10,000 to fix, but I finally fixed it.
God.
And when I was done, I announced to my father, this car will be stolen or destroyed because I'm defying the air conditioning gods. And a few days later, it was completely destroyed in front of me. I was watching
the drive-by.
Yeah, completely destroyed.
What happened?
I'll tell you when we come back. I'll tell you at the break. Good Charlotte here tonight. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I'm all talked down from the break, Drew.
I feel
hard.
Somebody needs to take over for this radio show.
Benji and Joel both here from Good Charlotte.
Hey, kids.
Hey. Yeah.
Call us up.
The Young and the Hopeless, name of the CD. And, yeah.
It's all right. It's all right.
Car was destroyed. That's okay. That's all right. There's nothing the court system could do about it.
Nothing to do about it.
Let me say just a couple of quick things.
System failed you, man.
A couple of quick things. When you're in court, everyone in court is guilty. No big difference between plaintiff and criminal. There really isn't. I mean, when I was going to court trying to sort out this guy to get him paid money back for my car, you're the enemy too. You're the reason this guy's in here. You're a huge pain in the ass to all those court people who are sort of overworked and underpaid. And the other thing is let me explain how Van Nuys, and I imagine it's this way in just about every municipality, which is they have unlimited resources and technology to figure out when someone owes them money. Believe me, if you don't pay a parking ticket, they got a computer that is going to figure it out with interest. And get you.
Suspend your license.
If someone owes you money, they have no way of figuring that out, no way of keeping track of it, and no way of enforcing it. That's how it works. And to me, that just means they've become the March of Dimes. They're Jerry's kids. They're just money raisers. All they do is raise money for themselves. They're not so interested in protecting people or executing the law unless there's money that's going into their pockets. And that's my main objection to everything that has to do with automobiles in the city of Los Angeles. These pussy parking meters maids. Yes, you're meter maids. You're not parking enforcement personnel. You're meter maids. You're pussies. And everyone goes like, oh, well, what do you want them to do? They're doing their job. Hey, don't do it. Just don't do it. Be a man. Don't take the cowardly route and drive the Chevette with the right-hand drive. That's the pussy.
And if you see one giving you a ticket, you can get in your car and drive away. They're not going to, like, flag you down.
Please do. I'm just saying that everything has become some sort of fundraising. Like cops and meter maids, they're just out fundraising. That's what I'm looking at stopping crime. They're just stopping you and shaking you down. And
I like to crumble the ticket up and throw it at them.
Oh, yeah, really? Like, and then laugh?
Yeah, ha ha ha.
Put your hands on your hips and just laugh maniacally.
Ha ha ha.
The greatest day of my life was driving off a tow truck.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I was on a tow truck getting towed, and I drove off it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the best day of my life.
That's
best
great,
thing I ever
dude.
Did. Best thing I've ever done, Drew. Second, marriage. Third, I guess, if I have kids. But tow truck, number one. Still got a picture of the tow truck in my wallet.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it was huge. All right, where are we?
Mandy.
Mandy, you're 19.
Yes.
What's up, Mandy?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Mandy.
So, you want me to tell you my question now?
Yes.
Okay.
Interestingly, Mandy's from Yorba Linda, Adam.
I'm from Yorba Linda, but I didn't go to the carrot calendar thing or anything like that.
Yet Adam understands your community well now.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. An hour and 40 minutes, door to door. What's up?
Okay, here's my question. Okay, I'm 19, and I'm a virgin, and I don't know how, like, to express my affection besides making out. I don't know if there is any other way, like, towards my boyfriends.
Anal?
No?
Oh.
Well, isn't that? I'm sorry. Did I misspeak?
What is the question exactly? You're being a little vague. What do you mean?
I mean, like, when I'm dating somebody, it's usually really short because I'm saving myself from marriage, and I'm also, like, super inexperienced because of that at my age.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to, like, you know, I don't.
Well, what are you saving for marriage?
So you're trying to figure.
Just the intercourse? Because I'm trying to figure out where you stop.
Yeah.
Because we could work together depending on where you stop.
I pretty much stop at making out because then I get really scared because
You don't want to lead them on into thinking that they're going to.
But what if the guy thought that he would not have intercourse with you, yet there would be more than making out? What that might keep him around. You know, really what the guy's looking.
Well, what do you do when you're making out? Just kiss him? That's it?
Well,
or is there more?
Like. I don't know. Like,
what kind of advice are you looking for? You want to know what else you can do?
Well,
there's a think
like,
about what you can do, but not having sex. What else
yeah,
can you do?
I guess, but like, it's not. I don't know.
You need to.
What's wrong with you?
What are you looking for?
You kooky? What's up with you?
Yeah, I'm kooky.
Were you homeschooled?
Actually, I was for eighth grade.
Woo!
For eighth grade. Why?
I smelled a little homeschooling.
Why eighth grade?
What?
Why eighth grade only?
I have no idea. My mom just decided to.
What was happening when you were 12 that caused you to be pulled out of school?
Well, Nothing really. I mean, my family life was hell, but nothing with my...
What's wrong with your family life?
My dad's an alcoholic, and they were going through a really bad divorce right then.
Yeah. Okay.
Are your parents real religious?
My mom is very religious. Yeah. And she
by the way, it's 13, Drew. It's just 12 at the beginning.
My mom is, too.
All right, but so there's some weirdness going on in your family.
But, okay, but here's my question. Like, seriously, like, if when I'm, like, dating guys, are they going to think it's, like, stupid that I want to save myself?
No, but they're going to think it's stupid that you can't, that you freak out and freeze at the moment that you're getting sort of even marginally physically intimate with somebody.
Yeah, why do they do that?
Well, because I think you're afraid of, like, doing, I think, because I come from the same kind of place where my mom was really religious, like, you're afraid of maybe, like, doing something wrong that's bad, that's, like, evil or something.
Yeah.
And it's also a convenient way not to get close to people.
She beat Joel with a dreidel.
Because
you're 19?
Yeah.
I honestly don't think it's bad for, like, a 19-year-old to touch boobies or something.
Yeah. How about her hoo-ha area?
I don't know what you're looking for. Do you want a list of things that you can do that isn't bad?
She has she dissociates when she starts to get close to someone. She freezes, and that's the result of the trauma of the alcoholic dad and severe breakup. You need to get through that and have a real relationship. You use this as a convenient way to end relationships.
Right.
It's okay to have a relationship.
Wow. And he called me on it.
True.
No, I know.
Drew knows.
Dude, you know what? I
psychologist
too.
Man.
Yeah, man.
I come from sort of the same background.
That's you do the
alcoholic
same.
And I found myself trying to find ways.
I remember you talking about this a couple years, year or so ago. You're telling,
I find myself trying to end relationships, sabotaging them, sort of in the same way that
you're doing. And a convenient way is to go, well, I'm super religious and I'm freaked out. And that,
Well, I never did that. I was mine was always something else, but
cheating on them or something.
Not that.
No, it's usually like, oh, they had sex with me too fast. I don't like her.
Yeah, something like that.
Well,
you know?
Whatever the convenient way
you start
is,
finding
your way.
That's the guy's version of what Mandy does.
You start finding what's wrong with them when really it's the perfect girl, you know?
Really, what it is, the her being close to you soils her. Anybody have sex with me is like, well, she's not worth it.
All right. We got another virgin
we need
here.
Drew, can I book some time with you?
No, you guys are too weird.
Lorena? Drew would have to go to therapy after talking to you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sad. My cell phone's about to die, and I can't believe it.
Should we hang up on you now?
Oh, hurry, baby. No. You're 19.
Make it quick.
I'm a 19-year-old virgin, and, like, I come from a Catholic background, and I feel really, like, ashamed, like, when I'm making out with guys and stuff, and I don't know what's wrong with me. Like,
you know what? I'll tell you this much. God gave you the desires that you have. How about that? God created you. God created you with all the desires that you have.
As a test.
And waiting till you're married. Listen, and waiting till you're married is totally respectable. But when you're making out with people and stuff, you know, that's your mind. That's you condemning yourself. And you shouldn't
do that. Did you hear that last call we had?
No, but I've only kissed one person my whole entire life.
And you're 19?
And I'm like,
you know what? I don't know. I think.
And I'm not, like, ugly or anything. Everyone's like, oh, well, are you ugly? Are you fat? I'm not ugly or fat. Like I have guys.
Hey, don't be so mean. You're so. Yeah. You know, you're super.
What's wrong with being ugly and fat?
Maybe you're ugly on the inside after that comment.
Lord of fat. Did you hear the last call we had?
Yeah.
Okay, you're the same call, basically. Yeah. Although.
I think maybe my best friends, Julie and Jamie Lynn, died last year. And, like, I think maybe I feel bad, like, because they, like, died just kissing, like, one person. And I think I feel bad, like, if I move on, then maybe I'll be, like, betraying them somehow.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Listen, put the last call on tape and then listen to it over and over.
Right.
But they weren't killed by the person who was kissing them, right?
No, they died of cancer.
Yeah.
Same last name?
Sparkman.
Oh, no. Did you say Julian James?
I don't know. It's a middle name or something. Yeah. Listen, Lorena.
Yeah.
You're 19. Come on. Start. You know what you got to do? Let me tell you something you broads got to do. You quit watching those goddamn soaps and start watching the History Channel and all that stuff and smarten yourself up a little bit.
That was two of the same call. We need it. We need something different.
Yeah,
variety.
We do. But listen, everybody. There's books out there. There's messages out there. There are things to do.
There's
people
Oprah.
To talk to. There's Oprah. Don't just sit around and listen to your stupid friends. That's what I'm saying. If you're 19, educate yourself a little bit. It's time. It's time to explore. It's time to learn.
Find somebody that you like making out with and just
stick with it for a while.
All right. Matt, she had issues. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yeah.
What's up?
My question is, like, I've been in a relationship with this one girl for, like, 2 years and just a bunch of long-distance relationships before that. And now I just started dating this girl. And my question is, like, when you're dating, are you allowed to date more than one girl at the same time? And, like, is that wrong?
Well,
like, is there a line between dating and going out with somebody?
Yeah. Yeah. You get to date. That's why, that's the advantage of dating. You get to date more than one person.
But if you can't lead them on and make them think that you're only dating them, though, you got to be honest with them.
Be straight up with everybody.
Nah, man, but I was clear with my wife about this. We're dating. We're still dating. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you,
we may be married, but this is dating.
Matt, most women will draw the line at you sleeping with them. You're not dating anymore then. You're going out. They expect that that's the only, you're the only one that, you know, she's the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the girl that I'm dating, I'm not sleeping with, but I slept with my ex-girlfriend, like, twice when I was dating her, and I was just wondering, is that...
That's a technicality.
That's your deal, man. Yeah, well, that's your deal, dude. That's like...
That's the best way to
happen. All right, hold on a second.
Oh, that's a
these calls blow ass.
Yeah.
Tired of
sorry,
talking
guys.
To
I think we bring
19-year-olds.
Some bad luck.
No, I don't blame... Well, actually, I blame you guys, yeah. Was I saying I wasn't blaming you guys?
Sorry.
No, that was a lie.
I clear the board.
Yeah.
All new calls.
Remember that one night when you got a call and it was a guy that said, I'm 24 and I'm in a band and I'm a virgin? That was me.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. It was him, I bet.
Trying to make funny, you know. I'm really confused.
All right, I don't know what to say, Drew, other than I don't know. You're 19. Are we allowed to date him? What is dating?
The only thing I don't get is, like, people, they seem to not have common sense sometimes. Like, it's your deal, dude. If you want to lie to a girl, if that's cool in your conscience, then go ahead and do it. But if you're not, I mean, I don't know. Like,
you lie to girls?
No, I'm just saying.
You're
like,
such an asshole.
My friend died. All she got was to second base. Can you imagine? It's like, yeah, all right.
Good times.
Well,
so what? You screwed once and then you die. You think you're happy while you're dying? Oh, this is great. At least I got banged once before I went to the grave. Is that what people think? No.
People put sex at the top of their priorities in life.
Yes. And it's wrong. Masturbation's the top, then sex.
I agree.
Then driving off a tow truck, then marriage, then children. That's how it should go.
Why don't we hear a song?
Let's hear a song from Good Charlotte. Chris is scrambling now. That's a bad sign.
No.
Yeah.
No. Don't do that call.
Really?
You want another
she's
one?
She's 14.
What is it?
Never kissed a guy. You want to go down that path again?
At least she's 14.
Do it.
All right, I'm going to take a chance. Stephanie?
Yeah.
You're 14.
Yeah.
You've never kissed a guy.
Yeah.
You've been a teenager for 2 years now. What do you think?
Yes, I have. And I want to say hi to Benji and Joel. I can't wait to go to you guys' show on Wednesday.
All right.
Cool. Are your parents very strict?
Well, kind of. My dad says no dating till I'm married.
I love your dad, by the way. I love
dating till you're married.
I love the temerity. I love that.
And what's your mom say?
Is he following in your footsteps, Adam? You're dating your wife.
That's right. Trying to keep it fresh. Why? Trying to nail her friends. What's that?
My mom says no dating till I'm like 16, 17.
I'm
16.
That's all right.
All right. And meanwhile, your friends are making out and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
At parties, like in people's basements.
Yeah, like, just all over at school and everything.
Ooh.
Middle school.
Did your school have a Sadie Hawkins dance?
Yeah, they do.
What is that in California? They all have Sadie Hawkins. We never had
it's
that on
the
East
Coast.
It's
the guy.
Yeah, I never had that on the East Coast.
Sadie Hawkins.
Sadie Hawkins was a
they wear the same
was,
outfit.
Burned at a stake for spreading syphilis throughout the town.
That's
but they named a dance after. That's
I went out
the important
with her. And they dressed the same, the girl and the guy? So you've never kissed a guy and you're kind of sad about it?
Well, kind of, yeah. I'm like,
guess how old I was when I kissed a guy.
Guy?
Guess how 11. Old I was when I kissed a girl for the first time. I mean, really 15? Made out with a girl.
Like 15?
Huh? Nope.
I don't know.
I could drive first. How about that? 16.
Really?
I was too shy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't feel bad
terrified
about that.
At
well,
the
time. Yeah, like that's how
but
I am.
Then
too.
I went on a tear.
That's right. A masturbatorial tear.
Continues until the present
that's
time.
That's right. Doing it now, our everybody. All right. Hey, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It is tough when your parents have a different agenda than you do.
Yeah.
I can tell you that it's better they have this agenda than the your mom's new boyfriend wants to molest you agenda.
Cocaine's or more important.
Yeah, or the drugs are more important. They're trying to protect you. And it's not a good... I mean, here's the whole thing about protection. It's never a good time. It means put the seatbelt on, put the helmet on, slow down, turn, you know, put the reflectors on. It's never fun. The good news is you make it through your childhood.
Right.
I mean, if you really just sort of think about child seats and helmets and elbow pads and stuff, none of it's any fun.
No.
It's just better.
Protection.
When you look back on it, if you can.
Yeah.
And I think this is the same, and it doesn't feel like the helmet and the child seat. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. And then there's a point, though. You don't put a helmet on when you get in your car.
Right. You don't not get in a car.
Is she dating any guys right now? Does she like any guys?
Let's see. You like anybody, Stephanie?
I have a boyfriend, but he wants to kiss me, but like... I'm kind of scared.
That's nice. How old is he?
He's 16.
27.
It's my mom's friend at work.
Just kidding.
How old is the guy?
He's 16.
16.
Yeah.
Oh. 16, and he ain't doing any kissing either, huh?
I say, you know, you must have been going out with a smaller version of me.
Wow.
Smaller?
Younger, at least.
Is that possible? Okay.
Oh, great.
Quick.
That's a doctor.
You said you weren't going to tell anyone about that. How long have you been dating him? I say a couple months. Give him a kiss.
Okay.
Make him happy.
All right. He's 16.
Hey, kids, I bet you didn't know this, but before Love Line starts, Dr. Drew gives us free physicals.
That's right.
That's what I call it anyway.
Yeah. A little Michael Jackson style physical.
That's
right. Let's hear a song.
All right, let's hear a song. How are you doing over there, Chris? You queued up? You got some
I want to look up
Charlotte
Sadie Hawkins on the web.
You know who I went? You know who asked me the Sadie Hawkins dance?
It's Christy Canyon.
Christy Canyon's sister.
Wow.
Katie Canyon?
Actually, her name is Carla.
But her last name is Canyon.
Her last name is that. Well, it's Canyon Berg. They just, you know, when you get into showbiz, it's good to cut the Jew thing off. So, Christy Canyon Berg. Right. No, I know her real name, but it is funny that her sister's real name is Carla. And I was goofy. It was cool. Someone
Did
asked me to Sadie
alike?
Hawkins dance. No, you don't dress alike. Do you?
I'm going to look it up.
Look up Sadie Hawkins. All right. Good Charlotte. We're going to hear something off the CD, The Young and the Hopeless. I don't know what song we're hearing, but please enjoy it.
said we're moving on, and we got nothing to prove to anyone, 'cause we'll get through. We're moving on.
Thank Christ we had a good Charlotte song to play, Drew. Get us out of that mire.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
those young kids, man.
Screeners yeah. little time.
That's all right. That's all right. Let me tell you something about this show. We just went through the middle rounds of a championship fight in which we took a couple rounds off. We got up against the ropes. We got worked over a little. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
now, like any great
good
champion...
analogy.
We rise in the championship
round.
We're
on our toes now. We're on our toes
and we're moving now.
Now we got Evan who's dating a stripper coming up.
Adam analogy, that's what I call
it. We're flicking the jab out there, and it's stinging now. We've cut our opponent now. We're working it. The eye's swollen a little.
Right.
Can't see too good out of it. We're going to get down. We start working some combos. These are the championship rounds, and this is where you separate the wheat from the chaff. Yes, Drew?
The last few rounds.
Yeah,
yes,
this is where we show up.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
All right, now let's go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk to Evan who's dating a stripper, and that's always a good call.
Yeah. That's
right. Is Charlotte here?
She quit, I swear.
Businessman's lunch. Shanna, stage 5, Sanjay.
Available for Grindage.
Mini bottles of champagne, only $26.99. You know, there's nothing worse than buying a stripper a drink and she doesn't drink it. I bought a stripper... I don't know why it was. A ginger ale once was like what, you know, $8.75 or something at Scores. She took a half a sip out of it and pushed away, and I was like, "Hey, that's $9 worth of Canada Dry, baby." Like somehow the idea that it was ginger ale makes it worse, cheaper. I don't know what it was, but strippers, just listen. If you want the drink, get the drink, but you got to finish the drink, especially when it's $10 from the soda fountain. You know what I'm saying?
That's $10 she could have made.
That's right. I think they kind of all in on the encouragement. You know, when they get those little mini bottles of champagne, there's got to be something in it for them. A little kickback, Drew. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Good Charlotte after this. Hey, everybody. It's cool. Love Line. Benji and Joel here tonight from Good Charlotte.
That's right.
That's right. The Young and the Hopeless, name of the CD. Drew, tell everyone about Sadie Hawkins Day.
Sadie Hawkins was originated in 1937 as a debut on the Little Abners comic strip, Al Capp's Little Abners. And Sadie was a prominent resident of Dogpatch. Her dad was worried that Sadie would be living the rest of his life under his roof, so he decreed the first annual Sadie Hawkins Day.
Went to marry his daughter off.
A foot race in which the unmarried gals pursued the town's bachelors with matrimony the consequence.
West Coast?
What?
No, that's probably not. That's all
Little
over.
Abner? Yeah, everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, the point is it turned into a dance. And it was even in junior high. I
Sadie
remember
Hawkins
junior high.
Was the homeliest gal in the hills who grew tired of waiting for fellows to come a-courting.
Yeah. So it's a chance for the ugly chicks to get some. It's basically what it is. And it's
kinda
a little... It's rough on the guys because as a guy, you women are used to turning guys down. And as guys, we're used to being turned down. And
not
it's no big
down.
Deal. Once in a while, you have to turn down a woman.
That
and
sucks.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird for them, but it's as weird for you. I mean,
it's hard
no
to do, man.
No skill.
Yeah, you know.
Especially when you know a girl worked up a lot of courage to come and put it on you.
I know, and it's just, now, A, if you're going with someone else, it's a disaster. B, you end up talking too much, and it just becomes obvious.
I stutter.
You stutter. you fake injuries, you make up stuff. I mean, probably three times in my life I've actually tried to get out of something with a chick, and it's always a disaster, and it's humiliating.
And you can never just go straight up, you know what, I'm not feeling it, I don't like you. You have to go, it's not you, I just feel like I'm going through, like, and you just make up all these things, and it becomes this long lie.
Right. Meanwhile, if her friend, who you are into, would have asked, you'd be all over it in a second.
Totally.
Evan?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so here's the message. This is for everyone, men and women. When someone doesn't want to go out with you and they say, you know, right now I just need some space or I'm working real hard
don't let
and
him
I'm
fish.
Going to school. Just here's the deal. Here's what you need to know. They don't want to go with you. But here's the other thing you need to know. That doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It means they don't want to go with you. Right. It doesn't mean that there's others that don't or who wouldn't feel a different way about you.
It's pretty mature of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Evan?
Yeah.
You're dating a stripper.
Yes.
Take it off.
Is it totally nude? Is she
do you ever like hear that in the background?
Do they do that at strip joints anyway?
I haven't seen the show yet.
Does she? Is she?
Have you seen her naked?
Yeah.
I have too. Just kidding.
Is it topless or bottomless?
It's just topless. It's 21 and that's why I can't get in.
Oh, ooh, tough.
Yeah, kind of sucks.
How old is she?
Can't surprise her at work.
She's 22.
She's 22. What's she dating you for?
I don't know, man.
Where'd you meet her?
I met her at a party, actually.
And how long have you guys been dating?
Almost a month.
All right.
So
what's the problem? You think she's cheating?
I'm kind of a jealous guy.
You found handprints on her boobies?
Yeah.
Based off what she does. Like, I don't know what goes on there, you know what I mean?
All right, I'll tell you what goes on. There's one fat guy who wears a leather fanny pack and has a ponytail. He's the DJ.
Hey, wait, what's her name? What's her name?
Yeah, what is her name?
What's her name?
Evan.
Yeah.
What's her name?
What's her stripper name?
It's Cindy. She dances under Cindy.
Cindy, okay. Cindy. Music, please.
Cindy's
available for lap dances in the back.
Cindy's available for lap dances.
Go to the VIP room with Cindy.
And you can get a personal.
There's a fat Arab guy.
Two for one on the next song. Two for one. You and Fred, happy birthday, John.
Mini bottles of domestic champagne. Blah, 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 blah.
All right.
See, Drew, that's what you're missing, buddy.
You've been dating her a month, and she's a stripper. And you're jealous?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of guys are looking at your girlfriend naked, so that it tends to make guys jealous.
If that's it, it's cool, because the money's cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but look, here's the deal. Here's what Evan doesn't know. Drew's been biting his tongue, I know, but Evan is 19.
Yeah.
His girlfriend is 22.
Got a trauma
She's
history.
A stripper. Yeah. That means there's something going on with her. Now, it's just a topless place, which doesn't mean they've been traumatized as much as the all nude places or the bachelor party chicks or the porn chicks. But the point is she's got issues. He's jealous. He's too young to even get in the club. He's in way over his head. She will drive you insane, Evan.
Yeah. And cheat on you.
Go ahead. Maybe. Have your kicks. Don't get her pregnant. And don't start looking at her as long-term material.
Yeah. Well, I say learn from this one, Evan. Date her and learn from it.
Like, really, what really concerns me is her asshole is the size of...
Evan, bogus call. Yeah. I don't mind bogus. I don't like boring bogus, you know? Just like,
my girlfriend's a stripper.
And I don't know, because...
And
jack off.
It wasn't important. Yeah, unimaginative. Uninteresting.
Yes. The other night, I called Loveline, and I told him my girlfriend was a stripper. It was awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I swear to Christ, I go to Vegas. I just got back from Vegas. I made 11 hours of crank phone calls. But if someone calls our show with a crank phone call, I get angry immediately. I think, what's that called? The hypocrisy drip?
I think that's what it's called, yes.
All right. Let's talk to Melissa. Melissa, you're 21?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I was just wondering from a guy's point of view, do you guys have any advice for me and girls all around about giving good head?
Ooh. Hey.
This is good. Hey, we like to please
She's a confident woman, especially when you said 21. She goes, yes, I am.
There's
First off, let me dispel a myth. There's no bad head. There's good head and better head.
I noticed that too. What is better head?
Well, now here's the problem. Penises will be will have different opinions. Like for me, I don't like the balls monkeyed with. That's a distraction.
Really?
I find that a distraction.
I was wondering about that. I always avoided it for some reason. But I don't
know. I'll tell you what it is. A lot of guys like the notion of like some tea bagging or some ball licking or something like that because it says, "Hey, I made an effort." You know what I mean? When the balls are in your mouth, you're saying, "Hey, buddy, you're special," or "I'm charging a lot of money." It means one or the other. So that's a nice sign, but from a physical sensation standpoint, would everyone agree that the ball stuff is neither?
I'm gonna have to plead the fifth on this because, you know, this is a subject that I could talk about, but unfortunately, we have fans that like to come to our shows, and when they find out things about you, like if I said anything about this, I would hear from stage,
you'd see
from
a
the
sign.
Front row. I would
you'd
hear
see
from
a sign that it says on the
he
sign.
He likes his balls licked.
Which evidently he does. Evidently he does. Yeah.
So I'll take that as a resounding yes.
Yes.
For Benji on the ball.
The band,
licking.
Good Charlotte likes that.
Well, I don't.
And more senses than one.
Here's what I'm saying. I don't think any guy. I don't think.
Get that.
I don't think. I don't
more
think,
ways than one.
Yeah.
Is what he means.
I don't think senses. Any guy. I don't think any guy like minds a ball licking. But here's my thing. If you had two mouths, I would take a ball licking with a BJ. But you only have one, so I want you to focus.
I just think that anything a girl does down there. I mean, as long as it's not painful. Unless you're, I don't know who. But I mean, what
it's all gravy. But let's see. Okay, let's figure. Here's how can you screw it up? Finger in the ass. For me, you can screw it up with a finger in the ass.
Yeah.
For most guys.
Most guys.
You can screw it up.
That goddamn Cosmo.
Yeah, don't
the
read
idea.
That Cosmo. We're talking about, you know, massaging the prostate and everything. No, that's nonsense. You do the BJ.
Okay.
Here's another thing you can do if you want to do a better BJ. A lot of girls don't think this way. Let the guy throw a porn in. I mean, if you really want to enhance the pleasure, nothing like a nice BJ while there's some porn going. Benji, what?
No,
Benji's gay,
that.
Bro.
It's their religious stuff playing here.
So they can't watch porn while they're getting their balls licked.
I can honestly say, like, I know that you'll probably think I'm just, like, not being truthful, but I don't like porn.
Wow.
I don't.
Wow.
I'm serious.
Get out! Get
you're gay.
Out!
No, I love boobies.
All right. Get in! Get back in!
Nah, I just...
I don't know, man. I think
I agree on that one.
Wait, who's the boob guy?
Well, I think
Benji.
All of us, but Drew.
Guys are boob guys. Guys.
Okay. No matter
unless
what.
They're girls.
No, but Benji, me and Benji are boob guys.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But Drew, I mean, here's another thing I learned. Oh, hold on a second. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this, too, because of the boobs. Because the guys I know who aren't boob guys,
Mom.
It's not that they don't really like boobs, but they're meat and potato guys. Like, hey, a woman's got a vagina, and she's got an anus, and I got to focus. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, hey, the boobs, that's nice. Hey, that's kid stuff. I'm meat and potato. You know what I mean? Forget the dinner rolls. Forget the salad. I'm going right. Like, most of the guys I know who are not boob guys, it's just they love boob.
I'm most attracted to, though.
What?
A pretty face.
Yeah.
And
as long as it looks like a big nipple. No, I'm with you. Big areola face.
What?
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, no, all right.
No, I know what you're saying. No, you want a pretty face.
But really, it's a little bit off when you have to focus on a body part.
Yes.
Yeah.
The totality should work
for totality.
You.
Yes, totality.
I agree. I'm just saying most of the guys I know.
But that's the other extreme of the boob guy.
No, it's not even extreme. I'm just saying most of the guys I know that aren't boob guys are not because they dislike the boob. It's just they're focused on the business end of the woman.
They
you
can't
know what
multitask.
And Drew?
I'm a stomach guy.
I think you would fall under that heading.
No.
You're a man of exquisite passion.
Yes, but
you're exquisite passion.
Taste.
All right, so let's get back to Melissa. Now, what can you do? Okay, so here's what you can do to screw up a BJ. You can do a finger in the ass.
Okay.
Okay, so we've given you a mixed message.
The nuts is a push. It's not going to offend anybody. It's fine.
Most guys probably aren't going to be into it.
The nuts.
Okay. Not that it makes a difference.
Waste of time.
Yeah, waste of time.
All right. Okay.
I think another thing, too, is if you feel like someone's doing it just to make you, like, if someone's enjoying it.
We're going to part ways again here.
No, I mean, for
yeah.
me.
They gotta pretend like they like it.
Right.
This is like it's not because you're in a band.
I mean, don't go overboard. Like, don't act like, you know, don't go overboard.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Don't porn film.
But if you
it.
Don't want to do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
All right.
But if you're going to do it, go all the way.
But if you're thinking about doing it, do it.
This is something I've always said. Guys like a little enthusiasm. They want to know
that
you're excited about being there.
That's true.
And that you're there. And that's it.
And here,
that's the totality of what they need.
Here's the other BJ thing, too. Don't get too crazy with the hand and the mouth. You know, where the hand is cranking. Uh-oh. Right?
No, keep going.
Am I right? That hand is really cranking, and it's slapping the balls. That's great. You know, hand job and a BJ, it's simultaneously. I don't need them simultaneously. You know what I mean? The BJ, focus on the BJ. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah? And, yeah, let the guy. I'll tell you another thing too. There's a visual component to the BJ too that some of you gals forget about.
What's that?
So, well, meaning it's nice if there's a little bit of light in the room and maybe it's done in a slightly presentational way. You know, guy's standing up or whatever. There's a mirror involved. There's some looking. There's a visual component to it that you don't want to forget about.
But with guys, everything has a visual component.
Right.
Everything sexual is visual.
Right. Okay, but here's the whole thing. Like, when you're having sex, it's hard to really see yourself doing it. I mean, depending on what position you're in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But oral sex, you can really focus visually on what you're getting, and I think you don't want to overlook that.
Yeah.
Put a little eyeshadow on. That's all I'm saying. Do your hair up. All right. All right, and then we get to the swallowing.
Oh.
You don't have to...
Yeah, that was my next part.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to swallow... But you do have to not stop. So you got to figure it out. You see what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
All right, so don't stop when the guy's having the orgasm. He doesn't care where it ends up as long as it's received, and then you just walk over to the potted plant or the toilet or whatever and eject whatever he ejected into you.
Nice visual.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but that's what it is. I think we haven't talked about this in a long time, Drew, which is... Guys get so caught up
in
the swallowing.
Most guys have potted plants in their house, too.
Do they?
No.
But they might have a cactus or something.
Okay.
Well, this is another discussion. People need a ficus in their room or fern or something. But here's the thing. We don't need you to swallow it. We need you to not stop at the most important part. Right? That's what we need you to do. But we don't need you to ingest it. We just need you to keep going. Yes? Yep. All right.
Have fun with that one, Melissa.
We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Benji and Joel here
Dr.
tonight.
Dr. Benji.
From Good Charlotte.
Dr.
All right, I think we covered the BJ.
Yeah, we'll have to
thoroughly.
Talk about that for a few more months.
Let's talk to Susie, who was just has a question about something I was just talking about. Susie?
Yes?
Your boyfriend watches porn during sex?
Yes.
Feel like he's cheating?
Yes, it's.
You
it's
let him.
Oh, by the way, hi Benji, hi Joel.
Oh, hey Susie, hi. Your boyfriend watches porn. Your boyfriend while you're doing it.
Yeah, you. Here.
Why do you let him? Why don't you just turn it off? Like,
well,
go over and turn it off.
That's the thing now. Is like we've been dating for about 4 months now, and
oh, that's quick. Ooh. Quick mover.
Yeah.
How long
I
have you been doing it?
About,
I usually wait till 8 months to
three and a half months.
Porn.
Yeah.
Well, being a little bit older, it's. About a month. I mean, it started like a couple weeks ago, and at first it was like a turn on, and it was like, that's kind of cool, but now it seems like he wants to watch it constantly during sex, and I don't understand how he can be watching something. I know guys are visual, but when he has like the real thing in front of him, and I don't know.
What if he's watching it and imagining that you're the chick on the TV, and like he's not even like looking at you, and he's looking at that?
That's what I'm
like your live doll or something.
Sort of a thing.
Probably.
Well, what's the movie? I mean, is it two women going at it, or is it a guy and a girl?
Or is it two guys?
It's mostly guy and girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Sometimes it's nice if whatever's going on the movie is different than what you're getting. It's like you've covered the full spectrum of sex now. You're getting a BJ, this guy's pounding someone doggy style. Mm-hmm. It's sort of, you feel covered.
Right.
But, here's the thing.
Yeah, they do like four or five positions within like 5 minutes, and he wants to like reenact it.
All right. Well, look, okay. How old is he?
He's 24.
He's a younger guy. Does he creep you out at all in any other facet of his life?
Well, it's sort of like I'm wondering how long should I let this keep going? How should I approach
it? Every time you guys do it?
That's not what I asked you.
What was it?
Does he creep you out in any other facet of his life? Is there other things he does that you don't approve of?
Where does he work?
No, he doesn't really creep me out in other forms. It's mostly in the sex range.
Yeah? What's he do?
For a living.
It's just watching the constant...
What does he do for a living?
I feel like I need
Where does he work? What's his job?
Daniel does not listen.
This is no, this is Susie.
He's an accountant.
He's an accountant.
Whoa, creepy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Numbers guy.
What kind of music does he listen to? What's his favorite band?
Good Charlotte.
No, for real. Come on.
Like, what music does he listen to?
Coldplay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Introspective.
Ooh. So I know he has a romantic side to him. I'm just not
Listen, okay, here's the whole thing. Ladies, here's what guys would be doing if you let them do it. He would involve your sister and his mom while a second movie was playing on a different TV, if you just let it go unchecked. Women need to step in and set some boundaries. I hate to say it.
Yep.
So
sure.
Here's the thing. You can't quite blame him yet. What you can do is say, look, that kind of stuff's okay on special occasions.
Not every time.
Holidays.
I'm losing stuff.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
say this Thursday.
Easter and anniversaries. Yeah.
One thing
like
girls
that.
Don't understand, and I hate to admit this, but... girls can run the relationship as much as they want.
Absolutely. Sure. They have the power.
Absolutely.
Period.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to do it. Now, here's the problem. If he says, I can't function without this, or I'm not going to listen to you, we're going to do it anyway.
That's a problem.
Then you can break up with him.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with him now. You just tell him the way you feel. Don't worry about it.
And how you feel is reasonable, because it sounds like it is taking away the intimacy a little bit. So
I got an idea. You should get a blow-up doll, all right? And you should, when you guys start doing it, pull it out and start making out of it and then stop paying attention to him. I did that once. It really worked.
These guys have weird ideas.
Really?
That's weird. I made that up just now.
Danielle, 18.
Pretty good that you even thought of it.
Danielle.
Yeah, pretty good.
Hello.
Hi, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
How
cool.
I've been... Hello.
Okay, we got about 1 minute here, guys. Danielle, what's the question?
I've been with a guy for about 6 months now, and... I'm a very sexual person. When it comes to relationships, I'm normally like the guy. I like having sex all the time.
Yeah, the band picked up on that. Okay.
Yes.
Right?
He never wants to have sex. I mean, we have sex like maybe once every 2 weeks.
Oh.
Like he never, ever wants to do it. And he doesn't masturbate. Like maybe once
All right. Now, wait a minute. Now, I got to step
Outrage.
In.
Is he on medication?
No.
Does he have any medical problems?
No.
How do you know he doesn't masturbate?
He is the kind of guy that you can tell. He's just he's the weirdest guy in the world. Like, he doesn't...
The weirdest guys in the world beat off 8 to 14 times a day. That's
no,
it.
I mean, he doesn't do anything. Like
All right. How long have you two been going out?
Like, 6 months.
Yeah.
How do you know he doesn't masturbate?
Now, listen, it's done. Forget it. It's over. 6 months... She's 18, he's 21.
He's 21.
6 months into it, he wants to do it twice a month.
She wants it every day.
It's
hey,
done.
If that's what you want, out of the relationship, then it's over.
You want it three times a day.
She could be a trauma survivor and freaking him out.
Whatever it is, it's over.
It's not working, yeah.
Do you have... Here's the other thing, too. A lot of times guys will sense a chick's a little freaky and have a lot of sexual energy, but not sexual energy because they're horny, but sexual energy because they're effed up. And they we pull back a little because it's like, hey, this chick's going to bite our dingling off.
Yeah. Well,
like, this
I
chick's freaking
me
out.
And so I went to his ex-girlfriend, and she said the same exact thing.
Well, maybe you could appreciate this guy who wants
weird
more.
Move, by the way,
yeah,
Danielle.
Really creepy move.
Yeah, that's
weird. On your
going
behalf.
To the ex. Hey, why don't you just appreciate a guy who doesn't want just sex out of a relationship? Okay,
that's right.
Well,
if not, move
he's
on.
A very selfish guy. He
All right, break up with it.
Break up with it.
Get over it.
You're angry, so just break up with him. You screw it.
You're an
Drew, shut up.
But, I mean, there's got to be a reason that he doesn't.
You're an info.
Just shut up and break up with him, you angry coos. Jesus Christ. I went and talked to him. He goes, oh, please, how intrusive. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Well, another delightful night with Benji and Joel from Good Charlotte.
Our
favorite kids.
We give good advice.
Go through many emotions on this show, guys.
It's tough, and I know now that it's all
I always learn about myself when I come here. In my head, you guys can't see it, but I'm thinking about
what's going on in here.
No, you know, we can hear your thoughts, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, tomorrow night,
I like boobies.
Blink 182. Remember when they were just kids?
Yeah.
They were just fresh-faced kids?
Yeah, just like Good Charlotte.
Yeah, they're going to be in here tomorrow night, and then Ron Livingston is going to be in here from the Cooler. And
I'm going to be back the 30th.
Movies. And then Benji will be back every night next the following week.
Well, you
so
know, when we
no,
stay...
No, I just set my name on the calendar for the 30th. Fine, we'll take a good shot.
And when we make our record out here for like 3 months, I will be on every night.
Once a week.
Fantastic. All right.
Good Charlotte
night. So, until next time, The Young and the Hopeless, by the way, CD, Long Beach Forum or Long Beach Arena on Friday. So, until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
I don't like porn. I'm serious.
Get out! Get
you're gay.
Out!
Hey, hey,
hey.
No!
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.